Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
So amazing,
so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing give unto me, for every valley, you used to trade
for me,
send me, I don't deserve your
lift your hands and say, come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
for every blessing,
give unto me,
give unto me,
for every valley,
you used to train, send me,
I don't deserve your love,
your tender mercy.
Stop.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on and just thank him right now, right where you are. Come on and enter in with all faith, believing and trusting God, Almighty, moving your life on today and those in your family. If you would just worship him, come on, come on. Come on, enter in this morning. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Come on, open up your mouth. I want to hear you this morning. Come on, let's give God some praise. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you deserve our honor, praise, and glory. We come to give it to you, amen, because you have given us another day that we can press on and press in the power of your spirit, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come on, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, amen. It is he who has made us, amen, and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Come on and shout glory this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. We come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all our admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all that we love and concerned about. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we decree and declare, if it had not been for you on our side, where will we be on today? But Lord, we thank you that you're standing your promises of yes and amen, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, according to Job 38:12, command the morning to take, hallelujah, to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Psalm 49:14 that we have dominion over the devil in the morning. Amen. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Psalms, hallelujah, 65:8, Lord, make the outings of the morning to rejoice right now. We receive the loving kindness every morning. We thank you, poor Lord. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, let your judgments come upon the enemy morning by morning. Amen. Lord, you are going forth. Hallelujah. It's prepared as the morning. And we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter, the former rain upon the earth. Lord, you visit us every morning. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, you awaken us morning by morning. You awaken our ears to hear and to learn. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We decree and declare Psalm 91:5 that we will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day, amen, or the terror that comes at night. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, show forth your salvation in our life from day to day, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we come with all faith, believing on one accord, oh God, with our combined faith, Lord. We ask that you move, oh God, mighty. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty. Oh, Lord, let there be a great pouring in, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, fill these, your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, create us heaven and earth. As your daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit. spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repentant in all our ways. Then nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, nor with you, Heavenly Father. All things are possible with man the flesh. They shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires. They even pine for the courts of the Lord our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Amen. Let the fire burn heavenly and creeping in each of us. Amen. Uphold us with our free spirit. And let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise and unto you, O God. Hallelujah. Circumcise our hearts. Fill us with our spirit, O God. Your tender mercy and loving kindness that we've seen praises to you all the days of our life. Create in us a heart of worship, O God, for we rejoice only in you. Amen. You are our joy and the lift of our heads. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, O God. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our life a living sacrifice, a sweet savory aroma, that you will be glorified, honored, our life be a praise in the everything things of life. Amen. Unto you, Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we thank you and we praise you, we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise over each of us, over all areas of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we yield all that we are in you. And we ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory and hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you all. Hallelujah, worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord. We decree in the sound right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed in us, and it's manifested. Lord, in his presence right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now on this line. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and in our hearts, we thank you. We decree and declare, hallelujah, by the power and blood of Jesus Christ and his holy name, we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we can't thank you enough for yes, too. We thank you. Move mighty, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Of heaven. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you with holy nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we come, oh God, that we may receive a new song to worship you in true spirit and in truth. And then in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against and judges you shall condemn. And then in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we decree and declare, hallelujah, 1 John 1:9, that we are cleansed of all our sins and all unrighteousness. To the intrinsic and quantum level. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come praying for the loss of this world, this day, that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we intercede, we use our faith, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord and Savior. We ask you, Lord God of the harvest, to drop the perfect labels across these eyes this day, to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it, that it will touch their hearts in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we ask you, God, that you release your warring angels right now to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered. We decree and declare that we are delivered and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we
humble ourselves under your mighty hand, oh God, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all the threat of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory this morning, amen, that we are healed, delivered, and set free. Hallelujah. We decree and declare no lack, no loss, no setback, no opportunities, amen. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, amen, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen. My Lord, my God, we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary. Hallelujah. Thank you for the finished work that we can decree and declare that it's done. We are healed and it's done, amen. We are set free and it's done. We are blessed and it's done. We have favor and it's done, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven and it's done. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you that a way has been made because you did it all, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now.
Yes,
according to Isaiah 16:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And we thank you for it all. Oh, Lord, we lift up our hands to you this day, oh God. Oh, Lord, we come lifting up our hands, surrendering all over to you with holy nothing. And Lord, we ask that you have your way. Let thy will be done. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will with your will, Heavenly Father. That your will be done in our life, oh God, because we know that all good things coming from you. Lord, we pray for the divine guidance and leading, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you help us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you help us to be good stewards, oh God, of all that you have given us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, we pray, oh God, to always remain humble, oh God, for your word that if we humble ourselves, Lord, you will exalt us, but if we exalt ourselves, you will humble us. So, Lord, we pray right now that we will always operate with the spirit of humbleness, amen, and we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to watch over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives and destiny for our children and loved ones, oh God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, or whether spiritual or natural, in our lives and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, oh God, give each of us and all who we pray for daily, oh God, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16 and 23, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And we thank you for, Lord. Father God, we thank you for your word, for your word is true. It heals us, it delivers us, it sanctifies us, it makes all things new. So we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, Lord, we still couldn't thank you enough. Thank you enough, but Lord, we ask this morning, what is it that you would have for us to do, Lord? And we pray, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that you would continue to be our strength, be our way, be our truth, be our life. Help us, oh God, not to be tempted by this world or worldly possession of people or conversation of this world, but Lord, to do your will, oh God, to seek you first, oh God, each and every day in all things, Father God. Know that all good things coming from you, oh God. Know that all that we need, oh God, is in your hands. For you are the creator of all, in all, for all. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We love you, Lord. We surrender all over to you, Father God. Oh, Lord, open up the understanding, oh God, so that we can receive from you and understand what you're saying to us. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, where will you have us to go? What will you have for us to do, Father God? And we just want to say thank you. Let us receive those divine instructions. Amen. And those directions, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you appointed us, oh God,
thank
for such
you.
A time as this, that you brought us together, oh God, at this set time, this 5 o'clock hour, this 6 o'clock hour, oh God, this 7 o'clock hour, these different time zones, oh God. We thank you, oh God.
Thank you.
that we're on time and in position to receive from you. So we thank you for the divine
provision
that is happening. We thank you for divine order that it is happening, oh God. We
thank you,
Lord. Spiritually increased right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank
we come dying to this place that our spirit man be make me strengthened, oh God. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, this morning I just got your daughters, oh God, Takara, your daughter Brandy, your daughter Shabante, Lord, your daughter Natalie, oh God, your daughter Samantha, oh God, your daughters, oh God, in their homes, Father God, in their families, and all that they love, their church families and friends, co-workers, all that they love and concerned about, all that's attached to them, I lift them up today, oh God. I pray for your hand of protection to be around them, oh God, that your peace will reign in our lives, oh God, all day, every day, Father God. Oh, Father God, that you will, they will be led and guided by the Holy Spirit that you have sent. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for their healing, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you will move mighty in their lives, oh God. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, remove every spiritual blindness, every spiritual deafness, amen, every spiritual numbness, every spiritual sleep, every spiritual ignorance. Let it be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I put on this right now the full arm of God. And I decree and declare the full arm of God covers us and protects us, amen, from the palm of our heads to the soles of our feet, amen. And I take the shield of faith, amen, and I quench every fire that don't even send our way. And I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and I cut us loose from all the effects and attacks of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare victory on my life, that we shall live and not die, amen, and declare the good news of the Lord our God, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that we enter in today with expectation, trusting you, Lord, believing, oh God. We come believing, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, help us with our unbelief. We bless our holy name. We decree and declare all is well with us, that we are blessed, that we are forgiven, that we are washed clean, amen, from all unrighteousness, amen, that we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you, Father God, for turning it all around for our good. And every curse has been sent our way. We thank you, Father God, that you turned it around to bless us. And we feel this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sale, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Will you just thank him right now? Amen. Will you just open up your mouth and just thank God? Will you just thank him? Come on, let's worship. Will you just thank him this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. If you woke up knowing where you are, where you are, where you are, you got a reason to thank him because you have life. You have breath in your body. Hallelujah. Why not use to thank the one that gave you life? Why not take this time out to just thank him? Amen. Hallelujah. Shake the devil off and thank him. Amen. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit of anger, rage, wrath, bitterness, resentment. Hallelujah. We come against every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit. Right now, we come against the spirit of oppression and depression. Amen. We come against the spirit of sickness, disease, hate, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction. We come against every spirit of poverty, lack, and death, guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against every spirit of destruction and death. We come against every spirit of limitation, stagnation, right now, procrastination. We come against every spirit of destruction and in the name of Jesus Christ, spirit of confusion, and we command you to cease your work right now and die at the root and come out of us. Come out of our soul. Come out of our bloodline. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to thank you. We decree and declare the victory that we are delivered, that we are set free, and we are free indeed. Amen. And we are not going back. Amen. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came to set the captives free, that we are free. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your holy name, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, work a miracle in us, Father God. Work a miracle for us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for your miracle working power. We know all things are possible with you. We thank you.
Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Open up your mouth this morning. I want to hear you this morning. If you got to be at a whisper, I like to hear you just shout with me. Come on. So I know that we are on the course this morning. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Oh,
Lord, we bless you. Come on, it is a kid. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning. All praise, glory to our Heavenly Father, who is the head of our life and the lift of our head. We come giving God our honor, praise, and glory. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah, bless the Lord, oh my soul and all that's within me. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. How is everybody doing this morning? Glory to God. Amen. We thank God this morning. We're going to start off with our sister, Shavante Shepherd. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm good this morning. I'm blessed to be up.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you. So good to hear your voice on the line this morning. I saw you when you popped in. I said, "Ooh, he's right on time." Amen.
On time.
In the name of Jesus, you said, "I ain't gonna let what happened yesterday happen today. Today is a new day.
No.
I have decreed and declared I will be in position."
Amen.
Amen.
I was up this morning.
Go ahead.
I was up
what
at
time
three.
Was that? Oh,
at three, I went
amen.
To bed so early. Yeah, I went to bed early, as soon as work was over.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was early. Well, we thank God for you. We love you so much, and we thank God for you being in position and coming in agreement with us this morning on one accord. Amen. And we just thank God for answered prayers this morning. Amen. Because we're in position to receive, operating with faith. Amen. Standing in faith. Amen. Living there. Amen. And we decree and declare we will not be moved. Amen. Out of that place of faith and believing and trusting God in all things. For all things, amen. This is where God moves and works miracles. So God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Good morning and welcome to Cara James. God bless you, sister. We love you. How you doing?
Bless the name of the Lord. It was a stretch this morning. Me and JC got a busy, busy weekend this weekend, but God is good, and I am here. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, we thank God. The enemy is trying to say, sleep a little longer. Oh, you're too busy to do this and do that. But we have made a decision. Amen. It's one thing to have a made-up mind. The devil can't do nothing with you when you have a mind that's made up, amen, that I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to position myself so that I can receive what my Heavenly Father has for me. So we definitely thank God for you, our sister, and we love you so much. Amen. And we pray that God will bless you and your son and bless all that's traveling on today, including myself and our going and coming. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination for our families and loved ones, oh Lord. Father God, we ask that you go before us, oh God, preparing a way, making every crooked path straight, oh God, amen. Remove every plot, plan, agenda, and trickery of the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, anything that the enemy has set up, oh God, to, hallelujah, to attack us, oh God, to cause any problems in this day, oh God, of any of such attack, oh God, let it be destroyed. Let us not even encounter it, okay? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, let us have traveling grace and mercies, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you for it, Father God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Every family member and loved one, every hallelujah, every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today or enter into. Amen. Over our homes that we will leave, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, in and around about it. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, our head may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your blood that has done it all. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We receive our traveling grace and mercies. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, our sister. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Sister Brandy Stewart, God bless you. How you doing this morning? Welcome.
Blessed and humble less than humble. I'm grateful. I've been praying since 11:30. Me and my son, 7-year-old, we kind of walked into a consistent prayer, welcoming the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So I'm overwhelmed right now.
My Lord, my God. Well, amen. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to be your strength as you seek him. May you receive the more, the ever more from him. Amen. Hallelujah. And understand and know all that God has for you to do. Amen. I pray that you will not be blinded by the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But you will hear the voice of the Lord clearly and know what God is saying to you in this season. Amen. And we just thank God for you. We love you so much. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm doing good this morning, you all, and I just thank God for another opportunity to be in position. I thank God for his strength, amen, that worketh in me, amen, and the power of the Holy Ghost. And I'm just so happy and grateful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This morning our scripture is going to be coming from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 14. Through 16. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. And I'm coming out the New King James Version this morning. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. Does everybody have it?
Oh, 14 through 16. Okay, amen.
Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through 16, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Verse 15 says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. When we look at the scriptures of family, and I call you family because we are family, we are sisters in Christ. Christ is superior to the priest, and his priesthood is superior to their priesthood. So to the Jews, the high priest was the highest religious authority in the land. So he alone entered the most holy place in the temple once a year, which we know about, amen, in the Old Testament, to make atonement for the sins of a whole nation. So like the high priest, Jesus, he mediates between God and us. As humanity's representative, he intercedes for us before God, amen, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. As God's representative, he assures us of God's forgiveness. Amen. Jesus has more authority than the Jewish high priest because he is truly God and truly man. Unlike the high priest who could go before God only once a year, Christ is always at God's right hand interceding for us. That's enough to rejoice about. Hallelujah. He is always available to hear us when we pray. When we look at verse 15, Jesus is like us because he experienced a full range of temptations throughout his life as a human being. We can be comforted knowing that Jesus faced temptation. He can sympathize with us. Amen. We can be encouraged knowing that Jesus faced temptation without giving in to sin. He shows us that we do not have to sin when facing the seductive lure of temptation. Jesus is the only perfect human being who has ever lived. When we look at verse 16, it says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Prayer is our approach to God, and we are to come boldly. So some Christians approach, amen, I'm honest, I'm saying, God meekly with heads hung low, afraid to ask him to meet their needs. Others pray flippantly, giving little thought to what they say. Come with reverence because he is your king, but also come with bold assurance because he is your friend and counselor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for your word. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. We are the doers of your word, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for helping us to do that. You are our strength. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, y'all kind of quiet this morning. How y'all doing this morning? Hallelujah, God. We thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. All right, this time we're going to say our prayer petition. We're going to start with you, Sister Shavante. God bless you. Go ahead.
I'll just say my family. Just lift my family up and, you know, and just let God's will be done.
Amen.
And my children
amen.
With their schoolwork.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for family. Amen. We thank God for, you know, blessing us to be mothers. What a great responsibility, being a wife, being a mother. Amen. And sometimes having to do it all as a mother, you know, even with having a husband in the home, having a father in the home.
Right.
A lot of times we find ourselves having to do it all, make all the decisions. And everybody want to come to mama. Everybody wants
right.
mama. I want my mama. I want my mama can be good. Well, your daddy right there. But mama, you know. So I pray that God will continue to strengthen and be our strength as mothers, as wives, that we will operate with godly counsel and wisdom. Amen. So let us pray, Father God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come on one accord this day, oh God, with your daughter, oh God, believing and trusting you for
yes,
a mighty
Lord.
Move in the life of her children, the
yes,
life of her
oh
family,
God.
Oh God. Lord, I pray in Jesus Christ's mighty name, oh God, that you will guide them and lead
yes,
them, oh God,
Lord.
And counsel them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord,
in
we pray that you will call
you.
Them nigh unto you this day, oh God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for great
yes,
success
God.
For the children in their school, oh God, that they will excel, Father God.
Yes,
in the
God.
Mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare victory over their education. Oh, Lord, that they
thank
will receive
you,
all that they
Lord.
Need to receive,
thank
oh God,
you,
but mostly receive your word, oh God. Amen. Because Lord, with you, Father God,
yes,
all things are possible, oh God. You're able to do all things, oh God. You're able to bring back things to their remembrance.
Yes,
so, Lord,
oh
we
God.
Just want to say thank you. Lord, it's our prayer this
thank
morning that
you,
our children, our family, be filled with the Holy Ghost, oh God, in the mighty name
yes,
of
oh
Jesus
God.
Christ,
oh
God,
in the
that they seek you on
Jesus.
Their own, Father God, amen. And, Lord, we just want
yes,
to say
God.
Thank you, Lord. Let there be a prompting
thank
in their
you,
spirit
God.
On today, oh God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, to
yes,
get down
God.
And pray, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus
yes,
Christ,
oh God.
Lord, we pray that you would divinely intervene in every family member in the life, oh God, in the mighty
yes,
name of Jesus
God.
Christ, and put it all
in
on
the
Lord. Oh, Lord, call them lying to you this day, oh God, that they may receive
yes,
the gift
God.
Of salvation, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, those that are operating in darkness, oh God, that you would call them into your
yes,
marvelous
God.
Light, hallelujah, this very
yes,
hour
God.
And time, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, God, my Lord, my God, we decree in the presence of people and children, oh God, that your head of protection be around
thank
the children, that there be no preparation
thank
or penetration
you,
to be fixed for protection, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus
thank
Christ,
Lord.
Hallelujah, God, and we
in
just want to say
name.
Thank you, we come standing in the gap, oh God, for all
thank
that's in our family this day, oh God, oh Lord, that they will see you, oh God, that they will understand and know of every work of the devil, oh God, that's protecting our life, oh God, that's been binding
yes,
them, oh God, let them be delivered and set free right now, in the mighty name of Jesus
yes,
Christ, Lord, I pray, oh God, that you remember your daughter, Shavante, oh God, and bring
yes,
those
oh God.
In her family out of harm's way, amen, in the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus Christ, and Lord, that you remember her prayers, oh God,
thank
oh Lord,
you.
I ask in Jesus' name to answer prayers, oh God, according to your will
yes,
for the life of your daughter, and we just want to say thank you, oh Lord, in your blessing,
thank
oh God,
you,
bless
Lord.
Us. I mean, you're multiplying, oh God, multiply her as the stars of the sky and the sands of seashore. And we just want to say thank you, my Lord, my
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank
I break
you,
and release you right now from every generational curse. and iniquities as a result of the sins of your ancestors. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break and release you right now from all curses, both on both sides of the family, that sick and generations, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, anything that came to your hallelujah, it's doing conception in the womb, through the birth canal, I come against it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ. Anything that came to your children during conception or in the womb through the birth canal, I come against it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I declare the blood of Jesus Christ today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, move mighty in our home, oh God. Holy Lord, cleansing out all darkness. Anything that's not of you, we declare that I must go right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We bless your holy name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. I close the door of every demonic breath that would attempt to come into your life right now.
Yes,
in the mighty name
right
of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
yes,
I bind and cast out every season that will try to steal your finances right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind and cast out any spirit that will try to steal your joy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. I bind and expose and cast out any demon that will try to steal the undetected that come into your life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. I decree and declare Isaiah 59 and 19 over and about your life that God will lift up a stand against any flood of the enemy that will try to come into your life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. And I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And Lord, let thy will be done. Let thy will be done, oh God. And the life of her family. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God bless you, our sister. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Sister Sakara James, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'm just going to list up my my oldest son, King, and my nephew, Alvin. They're growing up and, you know, experiencing life and all the things that come with it. So I just want to keep them lifted up. Again, King and Alvin.
I get King. What's the other one? Is it Alvin?
Alvin.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we come, oh Lord. Lord, we ask that you'll move mighty, oh God, in the life of King and Alvarez, oh God. Lord, it's our prayer, oh God, that they will seek you, oh God, even in this hour, Father God, that they will seek you more, Father God. Lord, your word said that a good man's steps are ordered. So, Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will make them good and order their steps, oh God, that they will truly be blessed. It is our prayer that they will operate with godly wisdom and godly counsel, that they will not make foolish choices, that they will not be fooled by the, hallelujah, the ways of the enemy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they will not be tempted by the worldly things of possession of people or conversations, that they will not be pulled in right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of those wicked ones, amen. Oh, Lord, let the wicked ones be uprooted out their life right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, we pray anything that's not of you, oh God, let it be uprooted, amen, and cast down out of their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray that they will open up their eyes, oh God, oh, Lord, that they will be able to see the works of the enemy in their life, amen, hallelujah, and flee in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will resist the devil, that he will flee, amen, in the mighty in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, it's our prayer right now that you will baptize them with the Holy Ghost and with that fire, oh God, that they will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. We decree and declare victory over their life right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let your hedge of protection be around them, oh God. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And, Lord, we pray for the peace of the children, amen, that they are growing up to be young men. But it's our prayer that they will be men of God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you will divinely intervene in every every area of their life, oh God, and turn it all around for their good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that they will not go down the road of destruction. Amen. But you will lead them down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. And we just want to say thank you right now. We rejoice in knowing, oh God, that it's already done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them right now. And we decree and declare wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. And we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. And we say this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you. We pray that God will continue to be your strength, that you will seek God even more. Amen. Hallelujah. That you will go be there for and be the evangelist that God has called you to be. Amen. In this life, amen, to spread the good news, the gospel, that you will be that example that people will see and know that there is a God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because many are looking for an example, and they're looking at the church, and they're not finding one. They're not finding one. And I pray that we be that example, that they will see the love of Christ operating in how we live. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you. We love you.
Amen.
And we thank God for you. Amen.
Yes.
And it just brought me to remembrance. Y'all bear with me here and pray for my mind. Lord Jesus, I need to take some omega-3s for the... Pray for my mind. Thank you for the washing and the cleansing of my mind this morning. I just want to go back to a scripture here, God of mine, and I know we're going to be wrapping up here shortly, but I've got to go back and keep me in my spirit in the book of Genesis, my Lord, my God. Give me just one moment. Y'all used to know exactly where to go. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Y'all bear with me right here. Just one moment, if y'all don't mind. Just bear with me one good moment. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm almost there, y'all. I'm almost. Okay. Here we go. Y'all probably know where I'm at this morning. I'm in the book of Genesis, and I just want to share this scripture here. Let's see. Give me a moment. I'm almost on a minute. Okay, here we go. All right, so in the book of Genesis, in chapter 18, 22, and I just want to read this. And it says, then the men turned away from there and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood before the Lord. And Abraham came there and said, would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there were 50 righteous within the city. Would you also destroy the place and I spare it for the 50 righteous that were in it? See, Abraham intercedes for Sodom in this part of the scripture. The Bible says, verse 25, for be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? So the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the places for the sake. Then Abraham answered and said, indeed, now I who am but dust and ashes have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose there were 5 less than 50, the 50 righteous. Would you destroy all of the city for the lack of 5? So he said, if I find 45, I will not destroy it. And he spoke to him yet again and said, suppose there should be 40 found there. So he said, I will not do it for the sake of the 40. Then he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I speak, suppose 30 should be found there. So he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, indeed, now I take upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 should be found there. So he said, I will not destroy if for the sake of 20. Then he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak once more. Suppose 10 should be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. And as we know, there was not one sound. There was not one sound that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. And I pray that we be the one that is found. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope y'all received that this morning. I hope y'all received that this morning.
Amen. I received that.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. I just pray that we all on one accord this morning. I hope you all receive that this morning. I hope you get an understanding, know what God is speaking to us, women of God, this morning. Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me? I want to make sure that y'all can hear me.
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, okay, okay. I just want to make sure I went by myself. I think I heard Shavante. I'm like, are y'all with me? Am I saying something that don't resonate? Let me know. Amen. Let us be that one Heavenly Father. Be that example that will see you know. Hallelujah. The love of Christ and say, you know what? I didn't believe at first, but I thank God for you. I thank God that God sent you. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Brandy, God bless you. Go ahead.
God is good. God is good. All I can do is just sit here and say thank you just for the experience that I'm experiencing now. I get to see my 7-year-old receive the Holy Spirit child and be overwhelmed and drunken in the spirit. He didn't know what to say. He said, Mama, I spoke something. And didn't know the meaning. It was another language. He said, I felt something deep in it was wobbly in my bones. He said, I don't know what it was. The Holy Spirit is moving. So I just thank God right now. I am overwhelmed with what I'm experiencing, what I'm feeling, and I just ask God to just open the floodgates of heaven and you guys' lives and just open your eyes and your ears to see and hear what God is bringing forth, because he's moving like no other. He's moving like no other. He couldn't even, just to see a child, Jesus Christ, couldn't explain it, y'all. Couldn't explain. I wasn't expecting it. I went into it with a challenge, because I know he loves to pray and read the Bible. And I just said, son, can you pray nonstop? Starting at 11:30. And the Holy Spirit ran through this house. So when my other kids got up and said, we felt something in here. Jesus, when I say we was going at it since 11:30, God got a way of turning things around. But you go in there with a different mindset, and he'll come in there with his goal, his purpose.
Yes.
Man, God
is good. Oh, my shit. Yes.
I pray this morning in the name of Jesus Christ that he has this day at the age of 7, that the Holy Spirit will continue to flow in him and work in him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come against every attack right now of the enemy on this life, because we know, hallelujah, when you have a calling in your life, the enemy will try and do everything to destroy you. So we decree and declare this day, amen, hallelujah, that he will continue to operate according to the Holy Spirit, that he will grow to be a strong man of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every destiny killer, every destiny destroyer. We decree and declare the calling in his life. Amen. It shall flourish. Amen. It shall blossom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that it will not get out. Amen. Hallelujah. He will contain it all the days of his life. And we declare the call victory over him right now. Speak his name right now. Say your son is 7 years old. Say his name in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Say it 7 times. Hallelujah. Say it 7 times.
Yes. Christopher.
Say his
Christopher.
Name 7 times.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Christopher.
Yes, Lord.
Christopher.
Yes, Lord.
Christopher.
Yes, Lord.
Christopher.
Yes, Lord. God. Thank you, Masha.
that he was anointed and called by the Father. Amen. That he was speaking the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. That in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they will not be able to deny that the Holy Spirit operates in him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, he has passion and is shared from the past. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, it is not speak to more, God. Lord, I pray that you would use him like Jeremiah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the Jeremiah anointing to be upon his life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name,
Father.
Oh Lord, and he'll be a blessing to his family, a blessing to his mother, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. We give it all over to you right now, Lord God. And we decree and declare it is so. And it shall be so. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, God. We love you so much. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Pray God just continue to move in your life in a mighty way in every area of your life. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We bless you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. I pray that Christopher will remain humble.
Lord.
There are many that that had the gift at a young age, and as they grew older, they began to exalt themselves. We allow people to exalt themselves, and they went with it. So we pray that he will remain humble as he is today as a child. Amen.
Yes,
and we thank God right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for, Lord. Many of us are called at a young age. I remember I received the Holy Spirit at the age of 10, at the age of 10 years old. And I probably was a little bit young.
Thank
I know I was in elementary school. And it moved in a mighty way. But it didn't mean as I got older that I didn't go through some things in life. But I always believed and had the faith that I didn't know that God was calling me. But I went through some things in life to get to where I am right now. And I thank God for it all. And we feel that. We feel the Holy Spirit in him right now. Amen. And we just thank God for you, his mother, amen, to pour into him in such a mighty way as God pours into you. Amen, that you pour into your family. Hallelujah. God bless you, sister. We love you. We thank God for you this morning, family. We're going to pray prayers of blessings before we wrap up here. I just want to thank you. You know, at least by 6. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name. Father God, we come with all faith, oh God, believing and trusting you, Lord, for a mighty move, not just in our life, oh God, but in the life of your children around the world.
Yes,
Lord, we pray, oh God, in this hour, oh God, that you will touch in the mighty way of God. Oh, Lord,
yes,
that you deliver your children, oh God, from the wicked ones, oh God, those that are set out to oppress us, oh God. Let us be delivered from the oppression of men. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Lord, let it be men, oh God. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Let peace reign in every area of our lives, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah Shabbat. Lord, it's you that go before us, we can declare in the path of victory, that the victory is already won. It's you that fight our battles. All we have to do is stand about. We stand on your word, oh God, that it is done.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord Jesus. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you that all our needs are met. Oh, Lord, you're all that we need. You're El Shaddai. You are, hallelujah, you're Jehovah Nisi, oh God. You are El Denai. You are Jehovah Mekadishkim, Jehovah Shikadu. Oh, Lord, you're all that we need, Jehovah Gabor. We just want to say thank you that you operate in our life, oh God. It is you that carries us and we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your great blessings upon our life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the children that you have blessed us with, oh God, that you blessed our womb, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the never life that you've given. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for the life of our mothers. We pray their strength, oh God, that you would be their strength, that you would heal their bodies, oh God, that you would heal their minds, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, give them a new way of thinking, oh God, that keeps their minds stayed on you. We decree that the old woman has passed away and the new stands today, amen, renewed, hallelujah, sanctified, amen, and we just want to thank you. We pray for long, hallelujah, goodness and holiness and new life for our mothers, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we command you, Satan, take your hands off our mothers and come out of them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hit your works right now. We declare the prophet's victory over our mothers. And we just want to say thank you. I yet almost shake the king. No problem. I see a dog bent over, and we decree that it can be destroyed. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. He called our worship. Father God, we come to your holy mountain this morning. Let the blessings of Zion be upon our lives. We come to Zion, Lord. Command your blessings, even life forevermore, God. For us and those that we love and concern about. Lord, let your presence be upon our life continually. And let your blessings be continual. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive the blessing and favor of Zion right now. There's no mountain as holy as Zion. We are standing to dwell at your holy feet, God. Zion is our habitation, your habitation. And we dwell there. We live with you all. And we enjoy your blessings. Father God, let everlasting joy be upon our head. So we come to Zion according to Isaiah 35:10. Let gladness and joy overtake our life. Let sorrow and sadness be away. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to Jeremiah 31:12. Let us sing in the height of Zion, and the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us. Amen. Let our souls like the water go, so that we will sorrow no more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the dew of Carmen, oh God, descend upon our life, fall upon our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our ways become like needed, and our desert like the voice of the Lord. We decree and declare that there is no ruin in our life, but we receive and walk in the blessing of Eden. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us be like Eden, like a water garden, like a spring of water who waters fail not. Amen. Let the word sown in our life spring forth, and let us become like Eden. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Genesis 3:8. Lord, we desire that you walk with us in the cool of the day, and as you did with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And we just want to say thank you. By faith, we receive it right now. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, my God. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare that all is well with us. As you are blessed, going out, blessed coming in. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. And we thank you for it. We thank you for your physical protection around us and those in our family. We receive the blessing and make it rich and add no sorrow. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promise of the Father, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that do with all that we do. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. The God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. As we leave this line of message, God, we thank you that you're always amen. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen, and we'll close out with the pastor's blessing. Amen. So, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Brandy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Amen. Sister Shabante line dropped, so she's no longer on the line. But we thank God. Amen. For us all this morning. I'm just so excited and so grateful for you beautiful women of God. I look forward to being back on the line with you all tomorrow morning at the same time. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that your total obedience, amen, will bring you total deliverance. God is with you. Whatever is before you will be defeated, because the God you serve is the God from whom nothing is impossible. Amen. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life through the forgiveness of the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, that we receive. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you, beautiful women of God.
Amen.
You all enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll see y'all tomorrow morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon.